Hey, hello, I'm Tommy Chong. If you want something really nice in your laboratory, buy Durachill. I'm telling you, if you're not using this Durachill, you're not really in the pot business. You're just on the fringe of it. So if you really want to get serious, man, this is what you need. You need a Durachill in your life. You've got the technology here to have the cleanest, purest, healthiest product. I'm impressed. You want me to sell this? Buy it. Try Durachill or else. If your chiller's down, you ain't making money. And you heard it from me, Tommy Chong.
Brought to you by PolyScience.
Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, brought to you by Cannabis and Tech Today magazine and our title sponsor, PolyScience. I feel like it's an episode of Mr. Rogers, because I'm just going to tie my shoe and say, hi, neighbor.
Hey.
Welcome, Gabe.
Dude, thank you so much,
It's Dave. A beautiful day at the trade show, isn't it?
It is. It's a lovely
Won't
day.
Won't you be mine? So, I'm just sitting up here on the stage getting ready for a different interview, and Gabe walks up, sits down, and says, talk to me.
Yeah.
And come to find out, Gabe is a part of cannabis history.
Yes.
Also, we're shooting two podcasts, I guess, because I'm mic'd up.
Yeah, we're both. Yeah, we're doing an Inception situation right now. Yeah.
But tell us how you made cannabis history, because this is pretty baller.
Okay, so like Dave was saying, I walked up and we just wanted to, I just wanted to shoot the shit for a little bit.
Yeah.
And come to find out, I started to talk to you and I got into the industry 13 years ago. I got into it because my stepdad got small cell lung cancer. He got a 3-month death sentence, essentially. And it was something that I wasn't willing to accept. So cannabis was the one thing that I could really utilize to help him with. So I was able to give that to him. He was able to eat, sleep, which is something that you don't do when you're going through chemo. And a couple years down the line, I've done every single thing that you can in the industry. Lab tech, chief science officer. Now I do marketing and sales. And
but what you did that was, we're going to get into all of it. But the thing that you did that was amazing.
And then also I was, I got to teach the very first cannabis college course at Long Beach City College. I'm a professor alongside a lot of amazing people. One of them being Brett from Wonder Brett. He did the cultivation side. I did the extraction side. So it was a culmination of a lot of amazing people who have a ton of passion for this plant. And we were able to bring that towards the college. And also 90% of all of our graduates got to be within the industry. So it was successful, I want to say.
Is there a lot of pressure when you're doing that? Because again, it could be a joke, but you have to make sure at that point, this is the first time and there needs to be a second time and a third time in other places. Did you feel that responsibility?
Yes, absolutely. I felt a lot of pressure because it's something we're bringing knowledge to the public in a different way because, you know, we have Instagram, we have different ways to teach, but we were doing it in a setting that's traditional. You're doing it at a college. People are paying for this to come and learn from you. So I literally talked to as many people that I could in the industry so that I could voice out as much knowledge and experience to really make it utilized.
Sure.
For you to be able to put it in the real world and say, hey, I don't just have a piece of paper that I said that I did this course. Because that happens tons of times in the industry. I know plenty of people who have paid thousands of dollars and they got a nominal amount of experience. So I felt a need to be able to just give them real world experience, tell them not everything is going to be great. There's a lot of ups and downs and most of the best learning experiences were from honest mistakes, you know, in the lab.
When people look back, because now cannabis cultivation and extraction is taught in universities everywhere.
Yes.
Scott, how does that make you feel that you were like the Neil Armstrong of weed? Oh,
well,
that's good.
I mean, that's very nice of you to say, but I don't know. Like I said, when they gave me this opportunity, I just wanted to take it very seriously. And I grew up in Mexico. Like, I don't have certain things, and I really had to put a lot of myself into this course to be able to just put that forward. Yeah.
And let's go back even further, because you weren't just some guy. They don't offer people teaching in universities. How hard did you work to get to that point? How much about extraction in the industry did you learn?
Yeah. So like I said, I've been in the industry for 13 years now. A lot of it was spent in Prop 215, which is medicinal days.
Yep.
So back before OSHA and everybody really cared about what we did, you know?
Right.
And thankfully, we started bringing a lot of regulation that just created safety, honestly.
Right.
And that is the most important thing. You see on the news not every single day, but you see it enough that, you know, a lab exploded, somebody died because we're utilizing volatile solvents all the time.
Right.
Like, you need to be so careful and so mindful with what you're using. So, you know, having that experience of coming from before regulation, doing things, literally, it's called open blasting. So we just had butane openly evaporating around us.
Crazy.
So if any time there was a spark, I would not be here, you know? But luckily, as times passed, we created newer products, safer products. People like PolyScience, Summit Research, product placement. And that's the most important thing, honestly. Your equipment is as good as your safety, you know?
You deserve a choice in your growing media. With VitaWool, you finally have one. VitaWool plugs, blocks, and slabs are made from 70% recycled content here in North America and give you the precision and control you always get from your growing media with the customer service you've never gotten. See why more growers are switching to VitaWool. Get a spec sheet and join the movement at vidawool.com.
And I think it's you know, microbrews, you can buy one on Hammock or Schlemmer.
Yes.
So you make your beer, you know.
Yes.
It's not something you can just throw together. Everyone wants to get in the cannabis industry in some way, right? We're in a bazillion square foot building of people that want to do it. But to extract it, to cultivate it, to make it, mm-hmm. safety, purity, clarity, that's something that takes, you can't just fall into it, right?
No. That takes years of experience and a lot of data keeping, which is annoying. But as long as you keep doing that, you keep making small, honest mistakes, you get to have such a beautiful end product. And, you know, cannabis is medicine. So if we treat it as such and we get to utilize it in a much better way and a mindful way, we're providing something that's amazing. It brings a lot of comfort and care to people who are in need and also people who just want to have something that's, you know, maybe not alcohol. You know, I like to say cannabis is 100 times safer than alcohol. I've never had a night where I consumed too much weed where I couldn't drive home, you know? And if I couldn't, it's
because
I
just... You've never partied with Tommy Chong, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Or it's,
name drop.
If it was, it's because I just fell asleep.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's totally fine.
Now, and let's talk about regulation. We had a guest on in a different episode.
Yeah.
That was working on certifying, sort of like ISO, a food industry.
Okay.
And certification. Cannabis is looking at the food industry to sort of meet those standards.
Yes.
How important is it that that happens?
It's extremely important because you want to have a consistent product and also a safe product. That's so important because, especially with edibles, we also have an edible brand, Dulce. You're providing something that's going to be ingested. So you know, God forbid if you go to Ralph's and you buy, I don't know, a frozen good and you get sick because of it, like, that's not okay. Your company is going to get sued if that happens. So before regulation, it was random people doing, you know, A to Z things and selling it to the public. And if that person got sick or something bad happened, or the dose was incorrect. So let's say that person's dose was 2 milligrams and the edible said 2 milligrams, but in actuality it was 10 or 20. That person might have a horrible experience.
Right.
Because of what you created, you know? So this regulation allows us to have everything be more consistent, be a lot safer, and just provide something that you can be sure of every single time. You can pick up that bag and know consciously, this is what it's gonna give me, night in and night out.
Where does the cannabis industry need to go from here today? That's a good one, right?
Less taxes. I have to say, being in California, as soon as Prop 64 passed, they wanted to tax us out of existence. And that's not okay. If you want to have a thriving market, don't put weights all over it. Allow it to grow. Allow it to... We're bringing so much business. We're bringing work for thousands of people. Allow us to do it. That's all I have to say.
Nice. Well said. And we've got something here.
Yes.
Tell us about this. We got to talk about what you're up to now.
Yes.
Yeah, you've made history. You've changed the world.
Thank you.
And now?
So now I do marketing and sales for Cannavision Labs. We have a lot of brands that we help. We do a lot of white labeling, but now we have our in-house brands. We do Havsies. That was our first in-house brand. That's a half live resin and half live rosin in the same jar. And it's the same plant. So I'm still taking the same beautiful, fresh, frozen plant, but I'm showcasing it in two different ways, in live resin and live rosin, as in a solvent and a non-solvent extraction type. We also have Dulce, which is a Mexican minority owned gummy company. That's our very first vegan gummy, and mango chamoy.
You can't they're you guys also like lift it higher.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's keep going. Sorry.
But they're also everything's Hispanic influenced with their flavors. There's the margarita, horchata, mango chamoy. I say they're amazing. They're incredible. The gummy experience, as for a vegan gummy, it's very nice. Like the chew is extremely different than any other vegan experience that I've had. We also do Santa Mala. Santa Mala is in collaboration with Loomis Automation. And that's also live resin. So what we do is we're isolating the live resin HDE with liquid diamonds, and then we just reintroduce it together after. So we're melting down the THCA, isolating the HDE, and then reintroducing it after to maintain all the very volatile terpenes. So you get like the full experience. It tastes like the plant.
If you could make one thing.
Yes.
If you could do one, what would you make? What would it be? Because your horchata gummies, my mind's blown already. Someone was smoking a garlic vape last night at a party I was at, which was, from what I hear, was okay.
Uh-huh.
What would you do? What's your like Mona Lisa?
That's so tough to say.
I know.
The reason why we have such an array of products is so that we can touch on everything. Because...
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But in Gabe's mind...
Yeah. So, okay. In my mind, yeah. I would say... So there was this one product back in the day that was a smokable product called Dosis, essentially trying to give you a corrected dose for smoking, because the onset of smoking is instantly.
Yeah.
The onset of... edibles takes about 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
So I would say it has to be somewhere in between, like a very selected, correct dose that's going to be targeted for a lot of different ailments. Like if you have cancer, it should be a targeted dose. If you just want to be comfortable at home and watch TV, it should be a targeted dose. It shouldn't be a guessing game of maybe I should have five things of this and either have a great time or not have a great time.
Right.
That would be my thing. I want it to be a selective, correct dose for every single person.
That would be game changing.
Yeah.
If anyone can do it, I think you could do it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll try.
How do people find your stuff? How do people learn more?
So
right?
we have a lot of Instagram handles. My personal one is Ray My Weed. We have CNBSN Labs. That's our Type 7 and C11 in Santa Ana. We have Loomis Automation. That's our partnership with Santa Mala. Dulce.ca is our edible brand. And then Habsies.brand is our concentrates.
Right on. Well, you know what? I'm glad you just ran up onto our stage and said, talk to me.
Yeah.
You changed the world.
Thank you. You've got
this amazing passion. And I think that's what this whole thing is about. So thank you for coming.
Dude, Dave, I appreciate you.
Oh,
you're
likewise.
Really, really cool. It was nice to just sit in your chair and say, talk to me.
I'm so glad that you did.
Yeah.
We appreciate you being on the show. We appreciate all of you for watching Cannabis and Tech Today, Cannabis Tech Talks. I'm David Wallach. Make sure to check us out on all the podcast outlets as well as follow us on social. We'll see you next time.